Sunday Meditation, January 2nd, 2005. The question today has to do with the catastrophe that occurred a week ago this morning in South Asia. Ra has mentioned that during the transition into the fourth density, the Earth would be releasing heat, the pent-up heat of the anger and war and disharmony that has been so prevalent on this planet for most of its recorded history, human history. We're wondering if this earthquake and tsunami in South Asia is simply a part of that releasing of the heat, if it is a significant event that might signal a certain portion of this releasing of heat is completed. Could Quo give us an idea of what the real causes of such a catastrophe might be, and what we might expect for our future in relation to further such catastrophe?
We are those known to you as the principle of Akuo, and we greet you in the love and in the light of the one infinite Creator, in whose service we come to you this day. It is a great privilege to be called to your group once again, and we thank you, each one of you, for reserving this time to be part of a circle of seeking. It is our privilege to reserve this time also and to share our thoughts with you on the question of the tsunami and earthquakes which you have experienced. As always, we would ask for a favor of you as we speak with you today. We would ask you to guard well your discrimination and listen carefully to those things that we say, being sure to discard any thoughts of ours that you do not particularly like. We do not share thoughts in order to challenge you or to be a stumbling block to you, but only to offer what aid we can to your own good and worthy process. If you are able to exercise discrimination, then we shall be able to share our thoughts without being concerned that we might infringe upon your free will. This is an ongoing concern of ours, and we appreciate your consideration in this regard. The query that you offer this day is most understandable in its focus of concern. Many among your people have recently entered the inner planes through the gateway of death because of the actions of the earthquakes and the tsunami that followed them. When such a large number of souls move through the gateway of larger life, as this instrument calls the gateway of death at one time, it has a profound effect upon the energy of the entire global sphere. The planet itself is aware of the change upon its surface, And the energy field of the earth itself does indeed change somewhat when the energy fields of so many souls have transitioned at the same time. In its way, it is indeed a profound experience for those upon your planet. And as several in your group have noted, it was hoped by many upon your plane of existence and upon other more metaphysical planes of existence having to do with your planet that the tragedy as it mounted force upon force would take the attention of large groups of your social complexes and remold them from the patterns of hostility and aggression into patterns of compassion, kindness, and concern. It is a measure of the bewilderment and amusement of a supposedly and so-called free people that the effect of this tragedy has not been more dislocating and more upsetting to the general patterns of thought amongst your societal complexes. Nevertheless, from the political or social point of view, from, as this instrument would say, from the top down, among your societal groupings, there is almost the reaction of a marionette or a puppet to the etiolated and thinned out discussion of an abstracted tragedy. There is the expected and almost knee-jerk type reaction of sending emissaries to be sure that the right kind of gesture is made. But the heart of the culture of your peoples has not been awakened and has not been enlivened or enabled with the zeal and the passion to help. That might have been possible in a more fortunate or fertile period among your peoples. Indeed, there seems to have been, from the top down, shall we say, that feeling of hopelessness or even helplessness that seemed to descend upon the entity you call America when it became clear that for the second time in a row the seemingly free election of your peoples was compromised. consequently, we cannot say to you that the energy we are experiencing on a societal level from your people is particularly hopeful concerning the structure of the, shall we say, the chakra system of your people. We would not speak for the entire globe. We are aware that we include in our number to whom we speak this day one from the continent of Australia. We do not presume to express here our impression of the energy of the Australian continent. We are at this time expressing the energy of the North American continent, and it is from the standpoint of large political or social groupings a lackluster energetic picture where the heart has not been able to open completely and embrace the tragedy or even to imagine fully of what the tragedy consists. It is as though your peoples have been stunned repeatedly by a blunt instrument which we could only call in general fear, until the responses of your peoples had become less sharp and less full of life than would be the hope of any member of such a society. We have said to you repeatedly that there is a groundswell of unconditional love that is struggling to come through, not from the top down or from the societal level down, but from the grassroots individual upwards. And it is this energy which we would encourage. You as individuals sitting as members of this circle have full sway and complete power over your own fundamental inner energies. Whatever the signals that each of you receives from the surrounding culture, it is still a matter of your own discrimination as to what you pick up and use and what you toss away and reject. And where you encounter that dimmed, blocked energy of the society, we encourage you to reject it. Where you are picking up from the society the narrowness of judgment and the pricklings of fear, we encourage you to reject them. whatever signals you feel that you may be picking up from the society. That speak to you of cynicism and of letting the suffering and the pain of others' tragedies go. We encourage you to reject those energies completely and instead to say no. I do not choose to be a part of an uncaring society. I choose rather to lift myself away from the old and stale habits of a tired and weary people. And to stand on new ground in a new world, a world that I myself envision, a world that I myself can become passionate about and can come to honor and love. You have asked concerning this particular disaster, whether it presages a series of such disasters or whether it completes the energy expenditure that is necessary in order to heal the earth to a certain extent. And in this instance, we may say that it is a little of both. There are energies that this particular disaster is completing. However, this instance is one of what we may expect to be many such disturbances, around this so-called ring of fire, and in each other ring of instability where your planetary skin needs to shift. We have discussed before this basic concept of the Earth needing to correct its magnetic energies. And slowly, very slowly, through storm after storm upon your planet, through hurricane and earthquake and fire, these energies are being shifted, and in such a way as to retain the majority of life patterns on Earth in an intact and healthy form. This pattern of disaster followed by subsequent disaster and so forth will continue until the adjustments that are necessary to complete the labor of Earth in its delivery of fourth density Earth is done. These difficulties may be expected to be ongoing for several of your years. We cannot be more specific, because as the history of your peoples unfolds, it unfolds as it does because of how each of you lives. It is difficult to explain how each of you is important here, that it is so, that it matters how each one of you thinks, not simply how you act, but how you think, because it is thought by thought that the energies of the fourth density, Earth, shall be able to take their rightful place. And it is your thoughts, where fourth density either does or does not have a home. This instrument was saying to the one known as Melissa last week that even though the goals of L&L research were very modest, there must be something to them because of the tremendous resistance that each member of L&L research was experiencing, and indeed continues to experience at this time. And we feel that this is an accurate observation, in that it is in very simple goals, such as L&L Research's stated goal of attempting to live by fourth density values, that things change. Not just for those in this circle, but for those upon your planetary sphere. We cannot erase tragedy or remove the dark colors of agony and suffering from the palette of experience that is available to humankind. We would not wish to. It is not that we wish for any to suffer, but that it is as though life itself were a wound that must be healed by the living of that life. In the acting out and the completing of the patterns of an incarnation, there will almost certainly be fell and dire suffering for each entity, somewhere between the cradle and the grave. For those who met their death in water with the tsunami, that suffering was brief and very harsh. For many others, the suffering simply continues. Hungry people, homeless people, people who do not even have a city, people walking away from the destruction of their homes. And yet, as each of you sits in a snug and warm living room, listening to these words, how can you connect? How can you respond? Let the scales fall from your eyes. Let the muffling fall away from your ears, and you will hear the agony of earth. You will see and feel the crushing blows of suffering. Let it overwhelm you for just a while. Let it take you up and drown you with the extremity, so that you really know that death has walked your way and has made inroads in the family of humankind. Let the pain of that awareness recede just enough that you again remember that you are an individual and that you are not completely swamped by the family from which you spring. Retain enough of that sensation of being drowned in the tragedy to give you a keen awareness of the real tragedy of person after person after person being removed so suddenly from the earth plane. And be aware that the one place that you can be, where you are with each of these souls, is in what this instrument would call the house of prayer. You cannot physically fly to those lands that were so washed by this terrible tsunami. But you can be with each of those whose life was lost. Cheering them on through the gate of death and into paradise. And you can be with those who remain and who are in need of help. Sharing in your prayerful thoughts the energy of your consciousness as it mingles with theirs. For in the metaphysical realm, there is no distance, and all places are one. Perhaps more than any other response, we would hope that each of you would create out of your knowledge that this kind of transitory difficulty will continue among your peoples on a global basis. A daily time of remembrance for those who are suffering, for the suffering of your planet continues day by day. It is not limited to dire, sudden tragedies. There is ample tragedy day by day to touch your heart, to awaken you to the needs of a suffering world, and to engage your passion for being part of the loving energy that stands without fear ready to reach hand and voice in the cause of love. At this point, we would ask if there are any queries to follow up the main question. We are those up. Cool.
Yes, I have a question that iterated earlier about why does it seem that most of these large tragedies seem to occur in poor third world countries who are not as able to take care of themselves as a lot of Western nations. Is this these people here to teach us, to try to show us which way to go? Are they just unfortunate, which, I don't know. Anyway, that's my question.
We are those of Ukuo and are aware of your query, my brother. It may perhaps seem that the majority of difficulties seem to be laid upon those who are already without any substance in terms of resources with which to take care of themselves. And yet, we would not say that such entities chose incarnations where they could live a certain way to demonstrate for others any lessons. Rather, it is a matter of entities moving into incarnation, fulfilling patterns that are indeed part of the energies of groups of entities which have incarnated into the earth plane from elsewhere. And it could be argued to some extent that some of these global groups have unique characteristics in their archetypal makeup that would encourage the living of an incarnation in a place where there would be a shortened life because of a natural disaster. This is especially true of those entities from Deneb. However, for the most part, it is an individual, person-by-person situation where it is not so much a matter of good or bad fortune as it is of there being a pattern for incarnation laid out that includes such an experience. The antecedents or economic makeup of such entities is not nearly as important as simply their destiny. It is to be remembered in this regard that your own peoples received severe and repeated tragedies during your last hurricane season, especially in the state you know of as Florida, so that tragedy is truly no respecter of economic status or any other individual detail. May we answer you further, my brother?
No, thank you. That's fine.
We thank you, my brother. Is there another query at this time? Yes.
I have a query. Sometimes I feel like I've lost my way. I think I'm heading down the right path, and then I have periods of doubt. I guess I understand these are normal, but are you able to talk a little bit about that and help me think through those periods in a more constructive way?
We are, those of Kualan are aware of your query, my brother. It is extremely common and normal for any entity who is attempting to seek along the path of faith to have moments of complete doubt. It would not be a path of faith were faith easy. Faith is not an easy thing. It seems easy at certain seasons. On a sunny day, for instance, it seems quite delightful to enjoy the breeze and to feel the sun on one's face. When the sun is clouded over and covered with rain, and the rain is falling, it is not at all as easy to retain a lightness of spirit and a joy within the heart. Indeed, when the sun disappears, it could almost seem that it would never come out again with its saving light and its joyful rays. And yet always, when the weather clears and the raindrops stop falling, the sun is still there and apparently always has been, shining up above the raindrops. And so it is with each entity. The inner sun is always glowing, shining. Its rays true until tomorrow and until forever. Yet the inner landscape clouds up and the sun disappears. And suddenly the path of faith seems very cold and winding and beset with many thorns and thistles. And no good places to stop and rest. And somehow, when the sun is gone and there does not seem to be any rest, it becomes very difficult to think and to feel that unity with all that there is that was so obvious just a little while ago when it was sunny and warm. And yet, to be on the path of faith is a matter of identity. Is it not who you are? Is it not the adventure that you have set for yourself? And would you ever want to be anywhere else but on the adventure that you have set out upon with such hope? So the key in times of inner rain and bad weather is memory. The key is to remember who you are and why you're here. Part of a path of faith is to retain faith in yourself. The world will take the you that you think you are and make fun of you. And the world will be right for the world. But you are not on the world's path. You are on a path that you have chosen for yourself. And because you have determined that path for yourself, no one can tell you that you are wrong. Nor can they tell you that you are unequal to the challenge of remaining on task. Sometimes to be a person of faith is simply to stand firm and to remember that you are a person of faith. And to a person of faith, all is well. Right now, in the midst of seeming imperfection, all is well. In the fullness of time, and it could be 5 minutes or a half hour, your inner weather will part. Your faith will naturally reestablish itself. But that will not be the triumph for you. The triumph for you is to stand on your faith at that moment when all seems rainy and cold and uncomfortable and decidedly not a matter of faith. That is the moment of your triumph. And it is simply to remember that for a person of faith, simply saying the word, faith, is enough to bring you back to the center of that wonderful grace. What is faith? It is not faith in anything. It is simply faith. A kind of knowing that all is well. The one known as St. Paul described it as a hope in things unseen. In that moment where you wonder where your faith is, reach inward and touch your own living heart, because it beats. In the sense of the world, it beats, moving blood through the body and giving life to that organism. In the energetic sense, it beats the beats of eternity, and it says, all is well. All is well. And all is love. May we answer you further, my brother?
Thank you, Cora.
Oh, we thank you, my brother. Is there a final query at this time? As we seem to have exhausted the queries in this group for the nonce, we will take our leave of you, leaving you, as always, in the love and in the light of the one infinite Creator. We are known to you as the principle of Akuo. Adonai, my friends. Adonai.